In this Wescott Newsline, two cuts. Both cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It has been unclear whether the president would sign an extension or not due to his previous statements that he would like to see a 1 or 2 year extension if we're not done by April 18th. I think most believe that he will go ahead and sign this 1 week extension, although many, including some in the Senate, believe this is the last short-term extension. If it's not done by the end of next week, then we're going to have a 1 or 2 year extension of current law.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The House of Representatives agreed to a proposal of about $6 billion above baseline and also agreed in the concept of having a permanent disaster assistance program. However, the funding for that is still up in the air. The Senate would like to fund that at $3.8 billion. So if that could be funded, that would bring a total to almost $10 billion above baseline. The other contentious sticking point on the money side of things is the tax provisions that the Senate would like to see included in the bill, which would be tax provisions for various agricultural entities and groups. The House conferees are more reluctant on those provisions than on others. In addition to the money side of the equation, conferees met to resolve various issues in the different titles that have still yet to be resolved. The conferees have yet to start on the conservation or commodity titles in the full conference.